Bob Ebling was an engineer who worked for a company that supplied parts for NASA. His company produced the booster rockets that hurled the space shuttles into space as they accelerated from 0 to 18,000 miles an hour. Bob had worked in this particular area for quite a while, and he knew a lot about it. And he warned the people above him in the chain of command accountability, so to speak, that cold weather would keep the O-rings in those booster rockets from sealing properly. And he said, "I think what you'll have is an explosion." Of course, since the space shuttles launched from Florida, nobody was too worried about his predictions. But in January of 1986, just before the launch of the shuttle Challenger, Bob and another engineer were watching things and watching the weather especially. And they were concerned and they felt things were just too dangerous, and so they issued their warning again. And they demanded that the launch be delayed until conditions were warmer. Initially, the delay was granted and they took a few days, but the executives were under pressure to get that thing into space. And so they finally just ignored the warnings. They said, "It'll be fine." When Bob complained to them, one of the executives told him that the shuttle was not his burden to bear. Well, we know what happened, don't we? 73 seconds after liftoff, the Challenger exploded. In a terrible sort of conflagration that we can still see in our minds, those of us who watched it on television. And it took the lives of the crew, and it set the program back significantly. Perhaps even worse than just that, I mean, that's bad enough, but one of the crew members, Krista McAuliffe, was the first teacher in space. And so school children all across America were watching. Actually, children across the world were watching as this terrible explosion occurred, and it was sort of just burned into their minds, that image. It's actually a fact that most of the disasters that the world has known, natural or technical, human-made, from the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 AD to the start of World War II, to the tsunami in 2004 that claimed over 200,000 lives, they're all predicted in one form or another. But those warnings were ignored. This happened in Rwanda. Things actually began to heat up towards a national genocide in 1992